Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And Amy and I are the only people in this room who have seen Avengers, the Endgame movie. And everybody knows that you're expecting some characters to disappear in some way, whether
sure.
they die off or get killed or whatever the case may be. It's just a question of who's it going to be. And if you haven't seen it yet, we're not going to ruin it for you.
In Infinity Wars, half of them died.
So, yeah.
True.
Now, before we get into what happens in the theater sometimes, and I'll go ahead and tell you, it's crying. I know. But we'll get to that in a second. I want to tell you what these guys make. Okay, it'll give you something to cry about.
Okay, all right.
Chris Evans, $8 million for that one, but he'd already made $20, $30 million from the other movies. Chris Hemsworth got $12 million.
He's my favorite in this one.
Okay, mm-hmm. And for interesting reasons. But he got paid $12 million. Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man, got $3 million. $3 million. He's in there 30 seconds. Tom Hiddleston got $8 million. And Robert Downey Jr., $50 million for the one movie that he's gotten. He made a deal with the producer, smartly so, at the beginning of this run, before he started doing Iron Man, that he was going to get residual stuff off the back end, merchandising, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So he has made tens of millions of dollars and will continue to make tens of millions of dollars from the Marvel Universe.
That's smart.
Yeah, it is. So that's what they made. Now, just real quickly. Groot, who is voiced by Vin Diesel, it is said that he has received for doing that voice in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, $54 million.
And all he says is, "I'm Groot," for Groot.
For that one film. Don't know what he got for doing the voice for this one. And Bradley Cooper, who is Rocket Raccoon, gets $2 million per episode that he's in for that, regardless of what it is. You get $2 million to play Rocket Raccoon. So he got the $2 million. But Robert Downey Jr. is the one who's really getting rich off of this. Now, back to the movie. You go to the movie, the theater is packed. We went, like, the opening weekend, it was packed to the gills.
Oh, yeah.
Huge theater. And there are people crying.
Towards the end. And the people next to me, we went on Saturday night. Of course, you sit back row, center back row. There's a guy to my right, and I'm assuming his girlfriend wife to his right. And there comes a point, there's probably like 30 minutes left in the movie, and something happens, and they start crying. And I looked over because I'm like, what's happening?
And is someone sick? Is someone ill?
She is crying. And I'm trying not to laugh because what part of this movie do you relate to that hits so hard at home? I understand. Listen, there are movies that do draw on emotions. It's because you can relate to them, though. Like Marley and Me. If you've never seen that movie, it's like 12 years old. You're late. Sorry, the dog dies. I've never seen it, and I know that. Right. But that is something that's relatable because it's a regular couple, a regular life. This is they're living how you're living. They adopt this dog, get this dog. It's a puppy, and then he dies 12, 15 years later. You've probably lived through that. There's a strong chance you've lived through something like that, and it breaks your heart. But what part of Avengers do you relate to? Is it where Captain Marvel just flies in and out of outer space to multiple galaxies? Is it the fact that, you know, they fight just in the streets and buildings crumble and nobody seems to get hurt? What part is really just reaching at your soul? I want to know. Every third installment of Spider-Man, it's a new character. I was trying so hard not to laugh, and to watch this dude next to me dab his eyes because it's not even the end. They then cried for 30 minutes, and why would you do this?
They're snuggled up, holding hands, daubing their eyes with tissues.
Yeah.
Same thing was happening in the theater that I was with. People were crying and sobbing.
Really?
Yes. I also thought something was wrong. Is someone hurt? What is going on back here? Is there someone having a spat? But they're crying over the movie.
It's
I got to be honest with you. I think I may have fallen asleep once in that thing.
Yeah. It was long.
I asked people up on my Instagram, I was asking, I'm like, why did you cry at Avengers? Tell me why. And a few people said, you know, I got a little choked up when Ant-Man finds his daughter. Somebody said, yep, no spoilers. Somebody said, because it was the culmination of 11 years and 22 movies, it was very emotional. A few were the things they said, you know, specific lines in the movie. They just really brought it home for them. And this is years of following and falling in love with characters.
I miss the part where Thanos tries to wipe out the entire race.
Do you know, he doesn't try to, he tries to kill half the population because we're overpopulated. And I got to be honest, at the end of the movie, I was like, Thanos is onto something.
He may be onto something. You're right.
He made a lot of, he kept saying things. Yeah. I was like, he makes a lot of sense. And this dude, Bretton Regal's a listener here. He said, most great villains do make a lot of sense if you really listen to what they're saying.
I just think some of those people were crying because they sat and realized how much money they spent on going to all these movies. And it's a lot.
Yeah. The storyline is really good to watch it. I mean, the movie's 3 hours and I sat in there with no problem. And I'm generally like after, I did start to get like that antsy feeling because I'm like, oh gosh, how much longer? But it is to see it on the big screen. It's so worth it. They are great movies. It's different entertainment from like The Rock Rampage. You know, he did that garbage movie where it's like a giant wolf and a giant alligator.
Terrible.
It's so bad. And that to go see on the big screen, you're like, all right, but it was dumb and you're kind of mad you spent $14.
Right.
But for Avengers, you're like, they're generally really good, well thought out, well done movies. But to cry?
So on the Avengers Endgame, I have seen it. As far as like crying at the end of the movie, no. But I was actually glad to see Steve Rogers got the ending that he wanted. I didn't really care much about Iron Man.
Right. So you enjoyed the movie though. You thought it was good.
Exactly, and it followed the comics quite well, even though it is a cinematic movie.
Right. Well, so you were a comic fan. See, I never read any of the comics. I'm just aware of them from TV and movies.
Right. Yeah. And you know, especially Robert Downey Jr. ending his contract and Steve Evans even ending his, I think it's a good setup for all the characters.
Yeah, I think it wrapped up nicely. I do.
Did you didn't cry, but did you see other people or hear other people crying in the theater?
Oh yeah, definitely. Everyone cried on Iron Man, and I started looking around like, you guys crying about Iron Man. I'm actually like a lot more glad for Steve Rogers because he finally got to be with Peggy.
What's your name?
Randall.
Randall, thank you for checking in this morning.
Not a problem. I'm headed to work. You guys take it easy.
Have a good one, man. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.